New survey said the place where couples are most likely to argue. Survey says the car. Number one answer. Four times it's most likely to happen. Either you're before or after you go shopping, during a date night, while you're on your way to visit family. That's always a good time. After a dinner out, that's most likely when you're going to argue. But most of the time, it's in the car when you're going to get into an argument with the significant other.
If you're looking to get a significant other and you're headed out to the bartender or to the bar or for the restaurant or whatever, got some pickup tips from the bartenders and servers. Because remember, these people see other people strike out all the time. Four tips. Be realistic. If you're a divorced 50-year-old guy who's kind of out of shape and driving a mediocre car, don't bother hitting on the hot 22-year-old in designer clothes. Treat your server well. If you treat your bartender or server with respect, no matter what happens, it shows you're not cheap or an arrogant jerk who expects everyone to cater to you. If you're polite and tip well, people notice. Don't flash your cash. Guys, don't try to prove how much money you have by ordering the most expensive thing on the menu. Women, they see right through it. And don't drink too much, because if you're trying to pick some of them up, getting sloppy makes you look like a jerk and usually leads to bad decisions.
Next time you get dumped, you might be able to get over it faster if you do this one simple thing. Change your ringtone and your text message alert, too. Your ring and text alerts make you think of the ex, especially if you had special text sounds for them, and that reminds you then how depressed you are. They say our memory is linked to sounds, so changing it, they say, can get rid of that trigger that's going to make you feel bad every time your phone goes off.
Just delete their number, their information altogether. I'd also recommend that. New movie opening this weekend, only one because I don't think anybody wanted to go up against it. Captain America, the Winter Soldier is out. It's Captain America and the Black Widow. They investigate an attack on S.H.I.E.L.D. and then enlist the help of a superhero called Falcon after the agency is compromised. Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, Samuel L. Jackson, and Cobie Smulders are all back from the Avengers. And Anthony Mackie is in as well, along with some other famous faces. That's the only new movie opening in theaters this weekend.
And what's it about left-handed people? Earlier this week, we were talking about how left-handed people are better drivers. Now,
right?
Apparently, left-handed people are happier in the bedroom than right-handed people.
Really?
86% of left-handed people say they were extremely satisfied with that part of their life. 15% of right-handed people use the word extremely satisfied.
Why?
Well, they say left-handed people are more creative, since the world is created for right-handed people. So that creativity translates in that room in the house as well, too.
Interesting theory.
Makes me wonder about some left-handed people I know. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.